Take your seat. We're going to convene the meeting.
We're going to convene the meeting either way. I'm convening the meeting. I'm asking you to sit. I'm directly asking you to sit because we're going to convene the meeting, whether we have a quorum or not.
So we can't really have a meeting?
Yes, we can.
You can, but I don't have to work. We don't have a quorum here, so it's not a meeting.
I'm asking you to sit so we can start a meeting.
I am sitting.
No, I'm asking you to take your seat so that we can convene a meeting, whether there's quorum or not.
There is no quorum, so there is no meeting.
Folks, just as a reminder, as I've expressed in the past, we will start meetings on time or as close thereto as we can, out of respect for those that have made it on time or early. If we start without a quorum, so be it, but we can still conduct business prior to an official quorum. We simply can't pass motions. So I'm asking all members of the board to be seated. I'm asking all members of the board to be seated so we can start meeting. Kim, our treasurer, I'm asking to please be seated so we can begin our meeting.
No meeting, no quorum.
Right.
And informal gathering.
John, if you'd like to bring that up once we start the meeting, you can certainly do so. We have a meeting. I'm declaring a meeting. Kim, will you please be seated?
The bylaws, determine what meeting is, Jeff.
Okay, pull it out.
Pardon me?
Pull it out on the bylaws, please.
I'll set it on my computer.
Okay, great. Let's do it. No, right now I'm asking you to be seated. I'm asking you to start a meeting.
At the bylaws.
We're starting a meeting. Kim, we're starting a meeting. Please be seated.
Now it's our business.
So, Mr. Secretary, once Kim is seated, mark her time at that point, please. Our treasury will not be here until she's officially seated, so mark her time present once she's finally seated at the table ready for the meeting. So calling the meeting to order. Adam, can you bring up the volume on this mic a smidge? Mic check. A little bit higher. Not mine. Thank you. So we'll start with a roll call. Thank you. Starting with a roll call, Ken Aaron.
On his way.
Thank you. Chuck Anderson. Thank you, Chuck. Rodrigo Argueta. Fred Blair. Lydia Brazon. Request excuse absence. Omar Burdett. Thank you. John Crumshaw. Just in order of operation, we have only 6 microphones for the large room, so if people can help by passing them to their neighbors so they're able to have a microphone. John Crumshaw, are you here? John Crumshaw? Are you here? Ariana Gladney? Leonard Eisenberg? Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Fred Plunder. I notice Fred Blair's here. Thank you. Jim Lafferty. Rodrigo, are you here? Thank you. We'll mark you here. Ali Lexa. Brenda Medina.
Here.
Sequoia Olivia Mercier, excuse request. Dutch Merrick present. Margie Murray. She's on her way, okay. Michael Novick. Thank you. John Parker. Summer Reese. Lawrence Reyes. Thank you. Martina Steiner. John Wenger, Lamont Yankee, and Bernard Duncan, you're here. Thank you. So as a reminder, We sent to governance the proposed public decorum policy. It's essentially that the board and everybody here acts with respect to one another. They respect each other. They respect each other's ability to communicate. Everybody will be heard. And I, as the chair, ask for your support to empower me so that everyone can be heard. And again, we've posted measures there by the front door. If people do refuse to abide by these, we'll ask you to be quiet. And if you don't, we won't allow you to speak the rest of the meeting. And if you don't again, then it goes on to the next meeting. So thank you for abiding by those. And we've seen so far this year, it's kept the meetings very smooth and orderly. Brenda?
So according to Article 6, Section 5 of the bylaw, if you look at it, it states, a quorum of any meeting of the Board of Directors shall consist of a majority of then serving directors. If after a quorum has been established at a meeting and some directors decide to leave and there's no longer a quorum present, those directors remaining may continue to take action so long as a resolution receives at least the number of affirmative votes as would constitute a majority of quorum. So either way, work can still be done.
Thank you, Brenda. Kim, to the microphone. I'll address you to the microphone. Kim, you have a comment? If you do, take the microphone and please speak. I'm calling on you. Kim? Thank you. So my interpretation of the bylaws is that we have no reason not to start a meeting and conduct business. My understanding is we cannot pass motions. So we've gone over the... has everyone gotten an agenda? Martina, welcome. Thank you. We'll mark you here. Next item on the agenda, excuse the absences, which we've done. We have Lydia Brazon, Fred Klunder. I had a call from Jim Lafferty. And John, who else? John, Gary, who else had a request for excused absence? Is that everybody? Sequoia, thank you. Are there any objections to these requests for excused absences? Hearing none, they're excused. This is our opportunity for general announcements before the board. Would anybody like to make an announcement? Might want to go ahead. If you could help out and just take the microphone close and pass it to your neighbor when we need to.
This Friday night, the 22nd, there is a demonstration in solidarity with the hunger strike of prisoners in California security housing units. This will be the 22nd day of the hunger strike. On July 22nd, the demonstration will take place at 7 p.m. outside the L.A. the county jail at 441 Bouchette Street, and I invite everyone to participate. I fasted July 1st through the 5th, and then for the last week until Monday night, also in solidarity with the prisoners. Also on the 23rd, there are two events of note. One is community workshop and forum on global warming and justice issues. That's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sepulveda Boulevard Peace Center on Sepulveda between Venice and Washington Place. Also, on Saturday the 23rd, there is a memorial for Geronimo Gigiaga, the former Black Panther who was Minister of Defense here in Los Angeles. And that will take place at Agape Spiritual Center on Buckingham in Culver City from 1 to 3.
Thank you, Michael. Are there any other members of the board that want to make a general announcement? So we will note for the... Oh, yes, Brenda. Go ahead. Michael, can you hand Brenda the microphone? Thank you.
Okay, so on Saturday, the 23rd, where some of us... who are part of the People's Climate Justice Coalition of Southern California is putting on a global warming conference, and it's going to be taking place at the Sepulveda Center, 3916 South Sepulveda Boulevard in Culver City. and there's going to be a variety of different speakers that we're going to be having, and some of them include one of the lead organizers of the Bus Rider Union, Sunny Yang, and also we're going to be having a variety of other different speakers, including Derek Jensen, who's an environmentalist, an environmentalist superstar, yes, this Saturday at the Sepulveda Center, 3916. Yes, he's going to be doing a live video feed and answering people's questions. If you want to talk to me after the meeting, you're more than welcome to do so. It should be a great event.
Thank you, Brenda. And Brenda, you can put your name tent back out now that you're officially no longer our vice chair for the day. I want to note several new arrivals. Ken Aaron, welcome. Leonard Eisenberg, welcome. Martina Steiner, welcome. Fred Blair, we already addressed. Summer Reese, welcome. Did I miss anybody? Margie, I'm sorry. She's just right next to me. Easter always being here. Margie, welcome. And for those that just arrived, we went ahead and convened the meeting and started some of our business. Next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. John Crumshaw, you have an announcement. Can we hand him the microphone?
I think you can hear me.
I'm requesting that everybody use the microphone so that it goes on the record for the station.
I thought it wasn't being recorded.
Yes, it's being recorded.
Oh, okay. Now that we have a quorum, we can officially start our meeting, and I want to make an announcement that the immigration clinic is being held. The legal clinic has been going on for several months, but they have one on immigration now on the 21st, which is at La Placita, and I'll give updates as we get more information about it.
And again, this is something that you're helping to facilitate through the board, correct? The immigration.
Right. This was approved by the board.
And do you mind giving a brief description of what it is, so we have a sense of?
Attorneys come. I haven't been to the immigration one, but I've been to the general meeting, and they come with questions. Sometimes I'm an interpreter, or I will do other things to help. Like I met somebody yesterday at the court, helped her with some paperwork, brought her back to the attorney's office. So we can use.
Thank you.
So we can use.
It would help us hear you a little better.
We can use volunteers and so on.
Thank you, Summer.
That would be fine.
Oh. Sorry, John. Go ahead, Summer.
Thanks. It isn't really an announcement per se, but more housekeeping since you are so nicely recording this. I think as we move forward, it might be helpful if technically the LSB is a committee of the PNB, and with all those open meeting notice requirements I've been plaguing everyone with, I think it would be nice if we actually streamed or archived the audio and also posted these notices up on the KPFTX website, because several of the other local station boards do that, and that would adhere to the policy that this is a committee of the PNB, so that the audio from these meetings would be available. Since you are recording it, that would.
So I would suggest we move that to new business, where you can make a motion.
Okay,
and
sure.
Have the verbiage correct for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so no problem. Yeah, because since it's already being done, it shouldn't be that complicated to make it happen.
Yeah, it's a matter of finding someone that then does the operation of posting it and where it gets posted. So
sure.
So we'll put that under new business. Thank you. So everyone has a copy of the minutes. The agenda. I don't mean to skip forward. If anyone has any proposed changes to the agenda, raise your hand. Ken Aaron, you have a proposed change?
Yes, I would like to move the section which says cash policy discussed with management. I'd like to move that to the top of the status reports, because we have a motion from previous meetings that's been tabled, and I want to bring it forward.
Can you just describe for us about where it is on the page? I'm sorry.
It's under status reports.
Status reports.
And it says Kaufman.
Okay, right about the middle, Kaufman, cash policy.
Yeah, I'd like to make that first, and then I'd like to move up the outreach committee report, because there's some, I've been getting inquiries from the public about that.
So you're proposing outreach committee report from almost the bottom of the page to move it to where?
Right after the status reports.
OK. Okay, you want to move that before the management report, after the status report?
Okay, right after the management report. I agree.
Okay, so the first question for a vote, if is anyone uncomfortable with moving the cash policy discussion to the beginning of the status report? Does anyone object to that? Raise your hand. Kim, there's a microphone for you. Kim, there's a microphone for you, please.
I believe what he said, and it didn't come out, is to combine this report with the motion, because they're connected. They're the same thing. So he wants to put the motion and the report together.
At the top of the status section.
Okay. Any objections to moving the cash policy? Okay. Michael?
The whole point of the status report was not to have motions. It was only to check on things that were
speaking
to
the microphone.
The point of the status report section of the agenda is to check on the implementation of previously passed action items, not to consider new motions.
Any other objections? Brenda?
The other agenda items previous to the cash policy report shouldn't take longer, and so I would fear that we wouldn't be able to get those done for the sake of having to move forward a possible agenda item that may require more discussion.
Lawrence?
And my point is that I believe the agenda...
Can you speak up a little? I can barely
hear. I believe the agenda should have Roman numerals as well as letters. This way, when people move things up, maybe we could put that on a new business.
Okay.
This way, when people move things up, at least they could refer to either...
Sure, so it's visually more accessible for changes.
Yes.
Okay, Summer, go ahead. Hopefully your neighbors will help you with the microphone.
Don't worry, I'm proactive. We don't have any executive session scheduled for this evening, correct?
Not in advance of this evening that I know of.
Okay. Something was brought to the attention of board members regarding the... outreach event in Orange County last month that I think would have to be discussed probably in executive session because it may involve disciplinary action of board members. So I guess I'd like to, you know, if it needs to be noticed, we may need to schedule an executive session for next board meeting, but it's something that shouldn't be allowed to simply say that.
My understanding, and someone I'm sure will be eager to correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding is that you don't need any particular notice for an executive session. My understanding is if we're in a meeting and we need to deal with business that is potentially volatile, we can call an executive session and ask the audience to leave or go into another room and just hold that business immediately if need be.
I would ask then towards the end of the agenda that some time be allocated for 15 or 20 minutes worth of discussion in an executive session. I'm not trying to inflict this on the public until it's been discussed amongst the board, but I think that would be appropriate. And if we do it at the end, after all the public comment periods, we won't be cutting into public time.
So after public comment four?
If there's sufficient time, we might have to cut something else to accommodate that, but I think it's something that should at least be discussed at this meeting.
Maybe after public comment three? Can we just do it there and squeeze it in?
Well, we can't. We have to have 30 minutes of public comment, so if you want to make the three public comment periods 10 minutes each, I mean, I leave that at your discretion. I'm simply saying there's a matter that the board should discuss, and I believe it's executive session. And in consideration of the fact that the public's here and we don't have a separate room, that we should probably do it at the end of the meeting.
Okay, and I have to go with the queue. Omar, you're next.
I'd like to say this. I think that we should take more consideration of our listeners and the order of our status report is very confusing, and I highly agree with Lawrence that having numeral numbers could pretty much help us guide into a clear, happy meeting. But
Omar,
I'll
address that in the future. I'll make sure there's room in
the
rules. Anything else?
Well, let's not make this meeting confusing, so let's just stick with what we have here. Let's not make any changes.
So you're proposing no changes?
No changes.
Next on the stack is John Wenger.
Can I be put back on the stack, please?
Yeah, I want to speak to the notion of the status report. The whole idea of the status report implementation is a governance issue, trying to make the LSP more effective, and we should go through. The idea is to have a whole bunch of these things and go through them very rapidly. So I would support moving the motion up to, you know, almost as far as you want, perhaps after the first public comment, but it absolutely should not, we should not be discussing motions because those will take time, and status report should move fast.
Thank you. And Lawrence, you're next.
I just want to caution that in order to change anything on the agenda, it requires 2/3 vote.
It requires 2/3 vote, you
say? It requires a 2/3 vote.
And next is Summer.
I hate getting into these things where we just jack up time moving agenda items around, but I do think that we at least need to discuss what occurred before another month goes by without the LSB even discussing it. So I guess I'm moving for 15 minutes of executive session time at the end of the agenda.
Okay. And Ken, was yours in form of a motion, your request?
I need a second on that.
But I need to make sure that Ken had not made a motion before you're making your motion.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
I'll defer on that part to Summer. But
okay.
In terms of the...
You requested two changes. One to
right, the thing about, I just want to make sure that this meeting, we get to the motion, which was tabled, for putting in a policy for handling cash at various public events. So that's why I wanted to move it up. If the chair will commit to an absolute time of 20 minutes for status reports, and it dies in 20 minutes, then we can... Then I'd be satisfied if we moved the motion on cash collection up.
Well, I'd like to commit...
Just after public comment.
Just to be quite candid, I would like to commit to an absolute time of 20 minutes, but when things get into it, if there is something that needs to be finished that's going to take a minute, I can't make that guarantee. I mean, I'm going to do my best to stick to the schedule. I mean, maybe if no one objects, maybe we can move that Finance Committee cash policy motion up during the town hall task force, right in the middle of the agenda. Does that help you out? And it's very likely we'll get through it. It's between public comment 1 and 2. We can just do it right after town hall task force report. So it'll be between two public comments. Does that work for you, Ken?
No, that's between public comment 2 and 3. If we put it between
2 and 3, correct.
Can't we put it discussion and board? I would like it right after the management report. I don't see. It's just a motion. We're going to vote on it.
Are there any objections to moving from the bottom of the list here, unfinished business table, Finance Committee cash policy motion up to right after management report? Let me just take a vote on that, and we'll vote one way or the other. So
I just want to speak to the motion before you vote.
Please.
And I call for a roll call vote.
Okay.
The station is obligated to follow the laws of the state and the bylaws, and we as members of the PNB are obligated to implement fiduciary responsibility to make sure that funds donated by listeners or attendees to public events are properly accounted and spent. And we're just trying to put in a policy which does not exist, and it's been concurred. There's been no objection to it from management. We've inquired in that. So there's no reason not to put this motion up forward. For those people, I just want to say that everybody on this board should support proper accounting of funds collected from listeners and attendees.
Certainly. And just to move things along, I'll quickly call for a vote. You called for a roll call vote. And the question before us is, do we move the table Finance Committee cash policy motion up between public comment 1 and 2 after the management report? Everyone's clear on the question. So we'll do a roll call vote. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Chuck Anderson? Was that a yes? As much as we can into the microphones, we've got a yes. Rodrigo Argueta? The issue before us is, do we move from the agenda the tabled Finance Committee cash policy, do we move it up between public comment 1 and 2 right after the management report? Yes or no? Okay. He supports it. Very good. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Yes. Lydia Brazon, not here. Omar Burdett?
No, please.
Is that no?
No.
John Crumshaw?
Yes.
Yes. Ariana Gladney, not here. Leonard Eisenberg?
Yes.
Yes. Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Fred Klunder? Not here. Excuse me. Jim Lafferty. Ali Lexa? Brenda Medina?
No.
Dutch Merrick, I don't vote. Margie Murray?
Yeah.
Michael Novick?
No.
John Parker, not here. Summer Reese?
Definitely yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Martina Steiner? John Winger, if you can help pass that microphone back and forth for microphone buddies tonight. Yes or no?
No, I guess.
No. John Winger?
Yes.
Lamont Yankee not here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in favor. John Gary, do you concur? Motion passes. Thank you. So, with barring any further changes to the agenda.
Point of information, did you get the other motion by Summer addressed?
Ken Aaron.
Was the motion by Summer addressed about having a closed session at the end of the meeting?
No, it wasn't. Do you want to make that motion?
Yeah, I did make that motion, and it was seconded. I think it just.
We needed to deal with it with Ken Aaron.
Of course, no. So would you like me to restate?
Yeah, restate the motion.
I would like to request 15 minutes of executive session time to discuss possible disciplinary action, and if it's warranted, against LSB members for actions taken at the recent outreach event in Orange County.
And where in the agenda?
Well, I like being considerate of the public because they're here, and I want to hear public comment. So I think...
right after public comment four, under old business?
Whether we get to it or not, obviously, depends on what happens. But
very good. And who seconded the motion?
Coffin.
Okay, thank you very much. And Martina, I'm calling on you. Can we pass the microphone?
Thank you. I'm just wondering if we could get a quick explanation of what the motion would be about.
The motion is to have an executive session during this meeting.
Of what the executive session would be about. If we
she
could
described that it's a disciplinary issue.
But, I mean, that's so vague. I'm not necessarily opposed to it. I'm just wondering if you can explain what happened.
Martina, just the purpose of an executive session is when there's information that's potentially volatile to volatile or private to an individual, you handle that business in executive session.
If I may.
Summer, do you want to address it in a
sure.
manner that... Sure.
I don't think I brought my Robert's Rules of Order with me. I apologize. I've done this once before, and Robert has a... Thank you. I could even find it. When you wish to discuss possible disciplinary actions against a fellow board member... It's extremely brief what you say in public. It essentially says we need to go discuss this amongst the board members. And from there, you decide what gets reported out. So, and I don't know if disciplinary action is appropriate or not unless we discuss what occurred. So.
Thank you. And
thank you.
Rodrigo?
I think this is a really short notice for a security session. I wouldn't agree to it. You know, we have a big agenda to cover. So let's cover the agenda first, and then worry about executive sessions. And if it was so important, why it wasn't noticed before?
Respectfully, Rodrigo, that what we're doing now is going over the agenda, and executive sessions, in my understanding, can be called at any time, and that's why we're having them during this meeting. So it was not a matter of short notice. It's a matter of if there is an issue that needs to be dealt with, that's part of the purpose of this board, is to help deal with those. Alan Minsky, you want to take the microphone?
I was on the LSB for, I don't know how, a long time. I was on the PNB, and executive sessions can get called spontaneously, and I don't really think there's any necessity to put it on the agenda. The outreach committee issue has been moved up on the agenda, and if anybody on the board wants to propose disciplinary action, at that moment is when you determine whether you go into executive session or not.
Thank you.
Thank you. And hoping to move forward. Lawrence?
Yes, I just want to make sure that you understand that this takes a two-thirds vote.
To change the agenda?
To change the agenda and go into executive session.
Okay, well, we've now added... The executive session doesn't take a two-thirds vote.
You're changing the agenda because you're adding something.
Right, the executive session does not require a two-thirds vote. Ken, I'm going to call on you.
Mr. Reyes is correct. It takes a two-thirds vote to change the agenda once set. We have not set the agenda. Once we pass the agenda, it takes a two-thirds vote to change it, including times.
I'm going to agree with that interpretation. That's the point of having the agenda agreement at the beginning of the meeting. Hopefully we can get through this agenda and move forward. I'm going to call on you next, Kim. Can we hand the microphone to her?
My understanding is why we want to have it at the end is because we're going to ask people to leave, right? So we don't want to have them leave and then come back in. So we just... need to stop whatever business at whatever time in order to allow 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's why we're asking for it to be at the end at a time certain, like 9:30, 9:45, 9:40, something like that.
And
move the agenda, please.
Thank you. I just want to note for the record the arrival of Ariana, welcome, and Lamont, welcome, and I think I saw another face, but I'm forgetting. Brenda?
As far as I, did we move the outreach committee report up? Because I don't remember voting on that, and I know people were opposed to it. I know that we moved the tabled finance committee motion,
it was not part of the question that I asked the board to vote on. Okay. So, thank you. The only change to the agenda right now is to move the tabled finance committee cash policy between public comment 1 and 2 right after the management report. Can we move forward now? Thank you. Calling for the approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Hopefully everyone was...
What about her...
What's it again?
Executive session.
Sorry, John, can you take the microphone?
Executive session request here. Are we going to that?
Well, she's calling for an executive session, and if it needs to be done, it can be inserted into the minutes. I don't think it requires a vote. I think rather than doing it on the spot, I'm going to request your respect of the audience. I'm going to respect your respect of the audience so we get through all the audience comment. Then we can ask them to leave, and we'll handle that business as smoothly as possible. A note on the minutes from the previous month. There was an amendment requested from Summer Reese about before we approved the previous minutes, but it was an issue once we looked into the minutes. It wasn't from that month. So can we hand the microphone to Summer?
I brought this up subsequently, and perhaps the chair had misunderstood my objection. I had objected specifically to something that was missing from the minutes, which was not Mr. Novick's motion, which is what got referenced in subsequent email. That was a subsidiary issue to the objection I had, which was that the minutes of the particular meeting at which the CFO was present failed to reflect the fact that a budget was presented by KPFK interim management at that time, or actually not interim, the management representative. And the CFO had flown in from Berkeley for presentation, and it was a two-page budget which was rejected by the board, and the minutes failed to even reflect that a budget had been presented or that it was voted down and explicitly rejected by the board. It didn't state that. It just said that a budget was presented. It didn't say what had happened to the budget. And this is important when it comes up later and people think we never voted on the budget. So
can we,
that was a specific issue.
Can you guys hand the microphone to John Gary real quick? Mr. Secretary, from the minutes of that month, does it reflect that there was a failure to approve that budget?
From the draft minutes of March 19, 2011, Wenger moved to disapprove the budget as submitted by management. Motion passed by majority hand vote. Yes, 15. That's the March 19th meeting, which is the meeting before.
The one I objected to was referencing the CFO's presence. That's what brought it to my attention. That's what I had objected to approving. So
the vote wasn't held at that meeting.
There was no motion at that meeting.
We voted at the meeting that LaVarne was present at. That's what she came down for, was to present the budget.
I don't believe we voted at that meeting. I think there was a vote at the prior meeting.
I'm going to have to request the audio on that meeting then, please.
Okay. Can we... For now.
That was the purpose of her coming down here. That was the reason for the expense of flying her from Berkeley was
thank
to
you.
Approve
thank
the
you,
budget.
Summer, thank you. Can we, for now, tentatively approve those minutes? And if you find an error, bring it back before the board, because now those minutes are 2 months.
Okay, thank you. So I would please request a copy of the audio of that meeting.
Okay, yeah, it was posted by Terry, and we'll find a link to it.
All right, thank you, and then I'll review it. Thank you.
And Ken Aaron.
I'm sorry for not reporting this earlier. I discovered on page 4, when a member
page 4 of what?
Of the minutes.
Of what?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Of 6:15, June 15th meeting, page 4. After the three motions which were presented from the Program Oversight Committee, I'll just read what should be there. The chair asked if there was objection, and Ken Aaron objected to motions 2, 3, and 4. No further action or vote was taken on these motions. Just says that they were read into the record, but I think there was a question to see if there was objection, and I objected, and no further action was taken.
So what do you want to have added to
the
record?
Just that sentence.
you want to, so just read the sentence to John and he can add it to the record.
I'll email it to you, or I'll write it down for you, okay?
Okay.
You want me to say it again? The chair asked if there was objection, and Ken Aaron objected to motions 2, 3, and 4. No further action or vote was taken on these motions.
And then if you could just email him the same sentence, that would
sure,
be great.
Thanks.
Kim Kaufman, please.
The attachment was labeled incorrectly.
Which attachment?
Attachment D.
D of
the only
what?
Attachment there was of the minutes.
Oh, attachment to the minutes of which month?
The month we're talking about? The last meeting?
We've been talking about two meetings ago.
Well, Ken was just speaking about the last meeting. I'm on the last meeting.
Okay.
It was mislabeled. I sent the correct labeling to John Gary and...
What is the correct label?
LSB expenses.
Okay. So, John, you note that? Or what do you have? Oh. He's pointing to the document at the very top. He actually did take it right off the top of the document.
That's fine. But that doesn't describe what that document is. The document is...
Can we add it in parentheses, John? Below that original title, parentheses, LSB board expenses?
I mean, that's a header that comes out on that form no matter what you print out. It is the LSB expenses.
Is it acceptable to you that he writes in the minutes exactly what
it says
on the page?
I don't care whether...
And then we'll put parentheses below LSB...
Whatever he... I just want it to be labeled correctly. However he wants to do it, I will leave that up to him.
So, John Gary, it sounds to me, I'm interpreting this to mean that if you add the line below that in parentheses, LSB expenses. Thank you. So we are, without objection, approving the May minutes. Not seeing any objections to the May minutes. Now the June minutes, which is this very last month, are there any changes to those minutes that you received by email? Kim, do you have a question? Next. Any,
yes, I'm sorry.
Michael Novick?
In relation to the same area that Ken Aaron referred to, I agree with Ken's recollection. My understanding is that all those motions were therefore considered tabled for further discussion.
Yes.
Okay, that's not no action. That's tabled.
Oh, that's correct. They were not tabled because they weren't moved. They were simply read into the record. They were not brought forth.
Yes.
All we did was read it into the record.
The reason for asking for objection is to see if anything could be passed without discussion. But they were moved.
No, they weren't made in the form of motion. At that meeting, I recall, we simply read them into the record so that we can get them on paper. But they were not officially moved nor tabled. The first one is passed. Secretary Gary is saying that the first one was passed. Are there any further changes to the June minutes? Looking for hands, seeing none, we'll approve the minutes, which is another thing that we can be proud of because this board is getting minutes approved in a timely manner. Kim Kaufman.
I'd like to make a motion that the minutes get delivered to the LSB from the secretary as soon as he finishes them in the future.
My understanding is that that's what's happened now, so I don't know that you need to make a motion.
We just got the minutes yesterday. And John Gary was, when we elected him, he said he can have them in 2 days, and that's why we elected him, and it takes us a month.
So you want him to speed up his turnaround on the minutes?
No, I want him to deliver to the LSB when he's done with them.
Okay, and as we discussed, it seems that he is. Do you want him to do it faster?
I want him to deliver to the LSB as he's done, so we get them like 2 days after the meeting, not a month later.
So you want to have them done within 2 days?
Point of order.
I'm sorry, John, I haven't called on you.
Point of order, we have a motion that needs to be...
John, until I call on you, I'm not...
There needs to be a motion that needs to be seconded.
John, we have rules of order of this board, and I'm going to ask you to abide by those, please.
The motion needs to be seconded. Point of order, Chair?
Lawrence?
Point of order takes precedence, so I think you do have to recognize...
And please understand, if someone does have a point of order, personal privilege, whatever it is, the chair still needs to call on them so there's an open space in which to speak. Because if someone else is continuing
to
speak,
procedure,
as
point
this
of
is
order.
The instance, I'm speaking and you're speaking over me, John, and that's not okay.
Point of order, you may call out. The motion needs
you
to be seconded.
You may call out and be addressed by the chair, and then I can
call
say,
out,
please
point
bring
of
your
order.
Point of order. You don't just call out and keep talking. That means you're talking over another person, okay, John?
All you do is call on the person who said point of order.
Right, and you didn't give me the opportunity to call on you. So that's what I'm asking. You just said point of order and kept going, and I'm asking you, to, if you want to say point of order,
the motion needs to be seconded.
Continuing to talk over me now. Kim, are you finished?
Point of order.
John Crumshaw.
The motion needs to be seconded. An obvious move in parliamentary procedure.
Okay, and which motion are we referring to?
That the LSB gets the minutes directly from the chair when he's finished doing them, like within 2 days after the meeting.
So is the motion...
From the secretary.
Is the motion to...
That we get the minutes directly from the secretary, which should be about 2 days after the meeting.
Well, okay. We should be about... Are we giving him a rule of 48-hour turnaround now? What is the actual motion? Because should be about does not give you a firm... rule for our secretary to follow.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Could I?
Well, you're demanding that the secretary provide something in a time that should be about. Do you want to give him a firm time? Is it 48 hours, 72 hours?
No, it's not about the time. It's about the process, that the minutes go to the LSB when he's done with them, which should be about 2 or 3 days after the meeting.
Okay,
it's a change of process that the minutes go directly to the LSB altogether.
Leonard's
right
had his hand up first. Leonard's had his hand up first. We'll go around the table.
Rather than make a motion, let's just ask a simple question, because I remember, like Kim says, that there was a notion, there was a problem that the minutes had gone to you and you had the minutes before they had gone out. And then we all agreed that the minutes would just be sent out. So I think we can clarify this and maybe obviate the necessity for a motion to ask John why it took so long at this point to get the minutes out. Can John address that?
Next, and hang on, there was a bunch of hands up here, and I want to address everybody that had their hand up.
Can we hear from
Rodrigo?
The secretary?
Let me get all the hands, and we'll go back to the secretary, and he can answer all the questions in a row. Rodrigo?
Yeah, I think we should move on. You know, this is a... Gary is doing what he can, you know, in a certain time frame. And if we can speed it up, you know, a little bit, that's good. If not, then so what? You know, I mean, we got like this huge thing right here, and we haven't gotten anything done yet, you know, because now this motion has like 2 days or should be like. So, I mean, let's be real, you know, let's focus on what we came to do.
Thank you. Next hand up, Lawrence Reyes.
I'd like to just request from the secretary to see when he could, what turnaround he can do, what's ideal and what's real for him. I mean, I think he's doing a great job.
Thank you. Summer Reese.
Thank you. The secretary is also the reporting secretary for us on the PNB, and he does have very fast turnaround, thank you, on minutes. So
Busy
I think perhaps we could ask for, you know, a week or something, whatever would accommodate a reasonable schedule. And I do agree, I would prefer to get the minutes more in advance than the day before the meeting. I actually like to have hard copies of the minutes from the previous meeting at that meeting so that people can review them when we're discussing. And I do see slight corrections to these minutes, like it says Reese objected. When it says objected to approval of the minutes and it doesn't list which minutes you're not approving, that is not clear in this set of minutes which minutes I didn't approve, which is one of the reasons we're going round and round. I referenced them by who is in attendance at that meeting who is not normally here, i.e. someone from Berkeley. So these little details will help to clarify minutes, but I think we should set just a reasonable time that that the secretary can adhere to that also accommodates everyone. And I would like to ask that we get some hard copies of the minutes from the previous meeting at each subsequent meeting so that we have something to refer to if we're not looking at our phones. Thank you.
John Wenger was next.
Yeah, the issue is not 2 or 3 days. The issue is first mailing. The issue is that when the secretary finishes the minutes and mails them out, he mails them to the LSB as the first recipient. The first recipient is the key issue here. I made this issue, this motion in governance before. The point is we don't want the minutes going to somebody for editing or perusal or consideration before they go to the LSB. We want to see the first draft. And it's not the 2 to 3 day issue.
Next is Margie.
First of all, I'd like to compliment John for all the time he puts in and all the meetings I've seen him at. I think a reasonable amount of time would be a one-week period. It'd be great to have him in two or three days, but John is very busy with other work, and I'd like to request a leeway of 7 days.
Thank you. And let me, Michael Novick.
I'd like to call the question on that amendment and then on the whole
process. I can barely hear you.
I'd like to call the question on that amendment and then on the whole process.
Kim, do you accept that as a friendly amendment, that there's a 7-day window for the Secretary to produce minutes?
As long as they come directly to the LSB without revisions.
So that's a yes?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Leonard Eisenberg?
I asked a question, I think other people did. I think it's appropriate that John can say what is going on. I mean, I'm not criticizing or anything, but in order to vote on a motion, you need to understand what the subjective reality is. So could John just explain it?
Sure. And to answer, to add my own note to what you say, what's going on is, as the chair, I've asked the secretary to give me a shot to look at the minutes first. Okay? So that, because when I've been a secretary for a board, I put them before the chair. We had two sets of eyes. And if I catch flubs right off the bat, it keeps 24 people from having to deal with a series of flubs. So it was my call to say, John, let's both look at the minutes. And by the way, you forgot this. And did this really happen? Oh, shoot, that was from the other meeting. So the amount of editing that you might have experienced might be 5 sentences in this entire year, literally. Where things were forgotten, or maybe they weren't worded the best. And it seemed reasonable to me at the time that a second set of eyes to help our secretary, who's a very busy person, is a secretary for at least 4 or 5 committees, okay? He's probably the busiest guy in this room. It seemed reasonable to me for him to have a second set of eyes to go over my notes right in front. Did he miss anything? That seemed reasonable. So if you think that's unreasonable, pass that motion that no one else is allowed to see him. They have to go to the whole board. That's great. I won't review them at all. That's fine. So I would ask, as a courtesy to John, that at least a second person has a chance to look at them before they go to all 24 of us. Because if you can get 4 or 5 mistakes before it goes to the whole board, it's smoother for everybody. John, I'm going to call on you, John Gary, to answer the question of the gentleman from Tennessee.
Did that answer your question, Mr. Eisenberg?
Take
I thought what we had decided is that the whole purpose of minutes is that they're not approved until the board goes at them, and so that by definition they're rough. So, but that's the way they're supposed to go to the board. And to have somebody go over them is a form of editing that seems to me to be impermissible.
On order.
That's all. Next person, Michael Novick.
I called the question earlier.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't see the stack. And you have on your stack next, Ollie, Lexa.
Can I ask for a vote on the question being called, please?
So we'll call the vote.
What's the point of order that takes precedent?
We'll call the vote, and again, the motion is that... Can we give the microphone to John, please?
Kaufman moved, amended by Murray, for the Secretary to deliver minutes directly to the LSB within 7 days.
Is there a second on the motion?
Or even like entire LSB, or is...
Ken Aaron, is that a second?
Yes.
Thank you. So we're calling the vote on the motion as it stands. Lamont? You have a microphone?
Excuse me.
We offered a friendly amendment mainly to be able to see them in concert with the recording secretary. I don't think that's unreasonable.
On order again.
Point of order. Point of order. Mr. Novak called the question. There can be no further discussion.
I understand that, Ken. I'm just saying.
Thank you. So we'll call the question of the vote and the motion as stands, and I'll start with the left. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand.
Can you repeat the motion specifically?
Mr. Secretary, would you repeat the motion? Can you hand the microphone to John Gary?
It's obvious to take public comment before a vote.
Terry, as our parliamentarian, I will honor that. And if I have you come over here, I'll hand you this microphone after John rereads the motion to the board. So everyone listen carefully to the motion as it's worded.
Kaufman moved, amended by Murray, for the secretary to deliver minutes directly to the LSB within 7 days.
And I'm calling on our parliamentarian, Terry Goodman.
It's much more easy to prepare correct minutes if you have reference to the audio. The entire LSB gets notice with the secretary when the audio is publicly posted. So I would suggest that someone amend this motion to be 7 days after public posting of the audio when available.
And the as it has been in the past, if the minutes are prepared and the audio has not been posted, I know that John then goes and listens to the entire audio and refers back. So it seems like a reasonable, friendly amendment. Would someone want to make that amendment that it's 7 days after the audio is posted?
Point of information, the question's been called.
Kim Coffin?
The question's been called.
Then we'll vote on the motion as it stands without a window of opportunity to hear the audio recording. We're calling the vote. Raise your hands if you're in favor of this motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in favor. Those against, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4 against. Any abstentions? 1 abstention. Thank you. And the motion passes. So, John, you understand you will not have audio review time. Go ahead and publish the minutes directly within 7 days. Hopefully it will be. There's been times when it has.
Point of information.
Kim Coffin.
If this doesn't work out, we can revise it. You know, let's just see how it works out, John. You know. I mean, and then
Kim, that's not a point of information. Thank you very much. So we've approved our minutes. John, do you have the date of the next meeting? Summer Reese, can we have the microphone, please?
Not to belabor this minutes issue, because, God. But anyway, the June minutes, I mean, precisely the point is, like, in those minutes, it doesn't say which minutes I didn't approve of there. So I would like that corrected, just the insertion of the dates and things that make it clear what we're not approving or we are approving. It just says, Reese objected to the minutes and asked for more information. It doesn't say why I objected. It doesn't say which set of minutes. I would just ask that these details be included in the minutes, including the ones we're approving
and I believe,
now.
Anna, respectfully, I believe you spoke to that earlier, and I think John understands.
Okay, thank you.
Not just Reese objects.
There were several, yes.
Reese objects to the minutes of 6:15.
Or whatever, exactly. So just the pertinent details that will make it possible to understand.
I'd love to move forward.
Thank you.
Thank you. John, do you have the date of the next meeting so we can announce that? Or if anyone has it handy in their book, Governance, John Wenger, do you have the date of the next meeting? Or on the KPFK calendar.
The next LSB meeting?
Yes.
August 17th.
August 17th is the day of the next LSB meeting. That's Saturday, correct?
No, that's a Wednesday.
Oh, thank you. It's Wednesday. And a note, because it pertains to this about on-air announcements, I was asked to work on on-air announcements. As you may have heard, we had 7 days of on-air announcements for this LSB meeting. Additionally, I spoke with management at the station about how can we get our meetings and our committee meetings added to the community calendar announcements, because currently they're not. Even though our committees may be listed on the calendar, when they give a verbal on-air announcement, it's their policy now not to mention our committee or LSB meetings. So I'm working with them. We've opened that dialogue to get that added. Nothing's concrete yet, but we've started that. John Crumshaw?
I want to make a motion to move the next meeting to a different day, because we've then had three meetings in a row on a Wednesday, so that the meetings would go back to alternating, so we would have a Saturday meeting and then go back to a Wednesday. So that would be Saturday, either the 13th or 20th, if I'm not mistaken.
Can you pinpoint it?
It is either the 13th or the 20th.
Well, that still doesn't pinpoint it. Can we pinpoint it to a date?
Well, part of the Saturday motion before or the Saturday after, so that we can consider moving it.
I'm asking for part of the motion. Just give me a date that we can vote on.
I am asking that it be moved to the 13th or the 20th, which would be a Saturday, and that will depend on availability of the facilities. But we'll say the 13th. Let's say the 13th then. That's fine.
So the motion is to move
August 13th.
From the 17th, moving it up to the 13th Saturday. At what time?
Well, our standard procedure.
At what time?
Talking about the date. So whatever time.
since we're making
1
a motion.
PM? At 1 p.m. on the 13th. Is there a second for the motion first? We have a second for Sarish. John Winger, you're next.
Governance has been looking at this. We think we're going to need an extra motion in August. And so, and governance was going to propose...
An extra meeting?
An extra meeting to handle the budget sort of thing. And so we're going to propose that the 13th, August 13th be used for that special meeting. Secondly, a number of us have already made plans and mapped out a calendar. The purpose of having these things worked out in advance is we could work our calendars out in advance. And I've worked my calendar out in advance. And I really don't want to change the time. So I think simply adding an extra meeting on Saturday will meet both needs.
Thank you. Understood. Lamont Yankee, you had your hand up?
Yeah, just with all due respect to John, to accede to your decision, or at least to your motion, means all subsequent meetings then are off calendar. I mean, we have to adjust it. And I think that this was an exception while we arranged it from Saturday to tonight, the freeway and all of that. So I think we should just see this as an exception and continue with the schedule as it was originally framed. So I support John's comment. John Winger, that is.
Thank you. Was there a hand up back here? Was there a hand up at the back of the room? Seeing none. We will. Just to clarify, John Winger, chairman of governance, had said that they're going to propose adding a meeting to August specifically for the budget, and their proposal was going to be the 13th Saturday. And so he's proposing to keep the 17th as Wednesday and then adding the additional meeting on the 13th. Everyone understands that. Summaries, may I have the microphone, please?
Thank you. I have no objection to extra meetings. I love being with all of you. But I don't think we should have two meetings in 1 week. That wouldn't make a lot of sense to have one on the 13th and one on the 17th. Being practical,
When that comes up, we can address that when it comes up.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, an extra meeting shouldn't be scheduled one right on top of the other. And just... my opinion of the practical experience of getting the budgets together around here, I think if we were going to have an extra meeting, maybe it would be a little later in August. I could be wrong.
We'll address that when the governance brings it up.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So there's a motion on the floor to move next month's meeting from Wednesday the 17th up to Saturday the 13th at 1 p.m. Calling for all hands in favor of this motion, raise your hands. We have one.
Wait,
two.
Clarification.
Hold on, yes, we have a question on the floor. Kim Kaufman, I'm going to call on you. What's your question?
Is this instead of the extra meeting, or is the extra
this
meeting...
This has nothing to do with the extra meeting. This is a motion was made merely to move next month's meeting, which is currently scheduled for Wednesday the 17th, and the motion is to move that forward to Saturday the 13th at 1 p.m. That's the entire motion.
John Crenshaw, would you like to speak?
I would say that I would accept John's, since he's planning on asking for an extra meeting, I would consider that a friendly amendment and just leave the meeting as it is and just say add a meeting on the 13th.
So it sounds like you would want to retract the motion that when we get to governance that we may want to make a motion to add a meeting on the 13th, we can address that then. So right
well,
now,
I would just say add a meeting on the 13th on Saturday.
So
okay. I guess we don't get approval of the second.
Governance will make that motion when governance gives its report to add a meeting on the 13th. So you're withdrawing the motion, correct? So we're not withdrawing the motion. You want to vote on it anyway.
We're voting on
Kim,
moving
go ahead,
the meeting
Kim.
To the 13th, correct?
No, we're going to wait until governance makes the motion to add the budget meeting on the 13th. He's going to have a time to speak to that. This
no,
was not that time.
Since I couldn't make the change, we'll just vote on the motion as a habit to reduce confusion.
So reiterating the motion for the board, the motion is to move next month's meeting from this Wednesday the 17th up until Saturday the 13th at 1 p.m. Show of hands in favor. One, two, three,
point
four.
Of order, Chair.
We have a point of order. Lawrence.
Point of order is that before this motion can be voted on, the amendment has to either be voted down or up. You either defeat it or you don't. And it's not up to the motion maker.
Restate the amendment that you're calling the question.
Okay, so John, you didn't amend that motion?
You didn't amend this motion. Make
no, there was no amendment made.
Point of information, question
Michael
to the maker. Does your motion imply changing all the other meetings for the rest of the year?
John Crumshaw, you're asking to be spoke?
I would just ask for that meeting to be changed.
Michael Novick, do you want to respond to that?
So then we would have two Saturdays in a row?
Yes, as opposed to having three Wednesdays in a row.
So the motion before us, I think everyone understands the motion. Move it from the 17th to 13th at 1 o'clock. Calling for a show of hands. People want to move that date of next month. Show of hands in favor. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.